Coming from the text that you've already heard, Luke 11, chapter verses 1 through 13. I'm sure you all have heard this from the King James Version, the Common English Version, the New Revised Version, updated edition. But at some points, I think the King James says it kind of nicely. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when ye pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, shall be done as in heaven, so on earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If we hear that prayer from the New Revised Standard Version, it says, Father, may your name be revered as holy. May your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial. Somewhere along the lines, we've added some words to the Lord's Prayer to make it feel kind of comfortable, kind of cozy. When these four verses tell us everything that we need to know. I've labeled this and put this down as I've gone through this text multiple times as our prayer life. Do you have a prayer life? But I also subtitled it, How Do We Pray? Now when we look at God's prayer, when we look at the Lord's prayer, we find there's a rhythm to it, right? Do you look at your prayer when you begin to pray? Jesus starts out with, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Holy is your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done as in heaven, so here in earth. Give us our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who are indebted to us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. That's the prayer that Christ gave his disciples, the way John the Baptist taught his disciples. But before we go any further, let us pray. Father, it's once more and again that I come before. An empty pitcher before a full fountain, asking, Father, again, that you would fill this pitcher. Father, that you would fill it so much that it would overflow. Allow this message to find its way out into those whom you've given an ear to hear you this morning. Allow it to overflow till you find out into the congregation to those whom you've given a heart to receive your word this morning. Allow it to overflow and find its way out into those you've given a will to do. Father, again, I ask that you would touch these lips. Allow them to be yours, that this voice that is heard would be from you, and that you would hide this body so that only you are seen. Have your way now in Jesus' name. Amen. When we begin to look at this text, there are a couple of things that we must be reminded. Father, hallowed be your name and your kingdom come. Again,
focuses on the holiness of God and it establishes his reign. Right? Give us each day our daily bread. It emphasizes the dependence that we have for God, on God for our daily substance. Forgive us our sins that we also forgive everyone who sins against us. This part of the scripture, part of the prayer, highlights the importance of forgiveness, both from God and towards each other. And then that closing, lead us not in temptation, focuses on protection from evil and spiritual trials. That's the prayer, short and sweet, right? Four things. We establish, we focus on the holiness of God and the establishment of his reign. We emphasize the dependence of God for our daily substance. We speak and emphasize the importance of forgiveness from both God and towards each other. Those things are necessary, and then we ask for protection. Now, how different is your prayer life from the prayer that God, that Christ has given us? Somewhere along the lines, when we pray, we may forget the holiness of God. Instead of praising God and thanking God for things in life, we jump right into asking for what we want, how we want it, the way we want it, when we want it. We go right into I need, I want, I. See, when we pray, we have to start out giving God his due, giving God his honor, because everything that we have came from God in the first place. Nothing that you own or have, you manifested. Nothing you did deserved, that you deserved it, that it was presented, it was given to you all by God. So we should start out giving him his due, his recognizing the holiness and the establishment of his reign, not just in heaven, but the reign that he should have in your life. Then you are reminded to ask for your daily bread. See, it's not bless me for next week, but take care of me today, because tomorrow is not promised. And somewhere along the lines, you realize today is going to have enough troubles of its own for you to deal with. You can't plan for tomorrow because you haven't made it through today yet. So, Miss Judy, it's all right if you wear the same outfit Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. You've got something to wear to come to church. As long as it's been washed and clean, it doesn't matter. I told you, mine is the same thing, Sunday after Sunday, unless it's special. So give me my daily bread. Let me deal with what is going on today. If I can make it through today, whatever comes tomorrow, if tomorrow comes, I know you've got me. No, this is one that we all seem to have troubles dealing with. Forgive us of our sins, because we're not sinful people, right? We're all saints that have been here. No one makes mistakes, and no one has any issues with their neighbors. If you believe that, I got a bridge right there going into Hilton Head that I want to sell you. See, we must remember that we all have all sinned and fallen short of his glory, and that God, we need to ask for forgiveness. We need his overarching love to forgive us. Amen. But remember, If God forgives you, you must forgive others.
Amen.
See, the word reminds us that the way we judge others is the same way that God judges us, and that if we do not forgive, it will not be forgiven. You will not be forgiven. Remember when he sent the disciples out, he said, whatever you loose will be loosed in heaven. Whatever you tie will be tied and bound in heaven. If you walk into somebody's house and you forgive them, their sins are forgiven. But if you shake the dust off your feet as you leave, that there will be no forgiveness. So you've got to forgive as if you expect to be forgiven. I did not say forget. I said forgive. There's a difference. And then we all get caught up into this. And lead us not into temptation. Anybody been tempted recently? Lately? You know those chocolate chip cookies, them brownies? Focus on protection from evil and spiritual trials. The enemy is out there looking for ways to get you, looking for ways to bring you down, to cause you to fall, to cause you to stumble, to cause you to be out of grace with God. So we need protection. We must ask God to forever be with us, that we're not tempted to do evil. Now, how can we be tempted? In word? Because we have some very colorful language when things don't go our way, right? Thought? Woo! We can think some stuff if things aren't going our way. Indeed, we can act a certain way if stuff is not going our way. And those are just the things that we do knowingly. Heaven forbid that something happens that runs through our mind and we're not actively thinking about it or actively wanting to do it. Word, thought, and deed is done knowingly and unknowingly. So we need God's protection to keep us from sinning, from our sinful nature, from our trials with the evil one or with spiritual temptations always. It's not, Lord, grant me this or Lord, grant me that. God is not your personal concierge. That's not how Santa Claus started, and God is truly not your Santa Claus. When you pray, you must be reverent. It's not always the me, but we have got to be with the we. We give God his due. We ask God to take care of us for the day, for the now, for what is happening right now. We ask for forgiveness of sins because we all do it. And then we ask to be covered so that we're not tempted. All of that is what Christ asked us to pray for, taught his disciples on how to pray. Everything else that we do, we add into it. God bless X, Y, and Z. Heal X, Y, and Z, or so-and-so. Raise them up. That is showing compassion for our neighbors. It's not always about us. But we have to look out for everyone that is within our range. What do you say? You have to love your neighbor. And if our neighbor is going through, then it is our responsibility to ask God to look out for our neighbor. You might not like your neighbor, my brothers and sisters, but you must love him. So when we go into this prayer life, how is your prayer life? Is this a daily thing? Is it a weekly thing? A monthly thing? You know? Do you only pray when something is going on?
How do you pray
when you go to the Father?
Some folks pray thinking that it is certain gestures, that we gotta prostrate ourselves before the Lord. It's a state of mind when you talk to God. You must humble yourself. It's not always getting down as low as you can get, but in your mind, allow the humility to be seen, to be felt when you talk to God. Don't come to Him with your chest puffed out, but come to Him with your spirit low, knowing that you have done some things wrong, even if you don't want to claim it. Our Father, which art in heaven, holy is your name. Father, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done as it is done in heaven, so it be done here on earth. Give me today my daily bread, what I can stand. And forgive me for the sins that I have committed, knowingly and unknowingly. For those things that I've done in word, thought, and deed. Father, as you're forgiving me, help me to forgive also those who have done me wrong. Father, I pray that you would lead me not into temptation, and that you would deliver me from evil. And we like to close, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
Let us now prepare for